But for some people, it's not so. This is a sad day. And so we just want to pray for that person that is going to not enjoy it the way we will. And maybe our light can shine on them and our joy. We can share our joy. I mean, it's so wonderful to share our food. That's nice. Good old-fashioned homemade dressing. And for some of you, it's, you know, mom's or grandma's mac and cheese. And for somebody else, it's lasagna and rice and beans or rice and peas, whatever it is. But for some people, to share our love with them is going to be so much more filling than a plate of food. You know, I think about many people that I know, this time of year represents also the loss of a loved one. And for some people, I think back to in my own life of just, oh my God, 5.5 years ago, on November, Thanksgiving, this weekend, I traveled to Cincinnati, Ohio, which was not something I did on a regular basis since I've been living in New Jersey. I had spent almost every Thanksgiving here because ever since I moved here, 1 year later, I met my husband, was married, and every year I celebrated with his family. So the 1 year I decide to go to Cincinnati, you know, to spend Thanksgiving dinner there, it was the year my mother also, oh, I did 1 year, and then the next year my mom got married that weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, and that was the Thanksgiving of 2004. So Thanksgiving of 2004, my mother was married, and that July of 2005, she passed away of a sudden heart attack. And so, you know, for some people, now, I thank God for his healing power and how he comforts us and lets us know that everything happens by his power. In other words, he has a plan for everything. So he says that not one, you know, snowflake falls to the ground unless he knows about it. I just love that because when you think of snow, you know, you just see it everywhere. You can't imagine one snowflake meaning anything important. But when God says that not one little snowflake can fall to the ground without him knowing, well, there you have it. So I'm just saying, for those individuals who this is a sad time, and for some people, you know, holidays means, you know, loved. Some people are in love and they have their partners or they're married or they have a boyfriend or girlfriend. And for some people who want that but don't have it, sometimes it can also mean, you know, it's a little sad time. So we want to be here today to motivate you, to cheer you up. And I want you, if you're listening to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. It is Thanksgiving. It is 7 a.m. Yes, I'm up 7 a.m. even on Thanksgiving because, you know what, you're important to me. Those who will tune in and listen in, you're important. And I want you to have today with strength. Go today with strength and power. Go to, and wherever you go, be a light. Be the joy of what's coming. If you can't be joyful about what's already happened, be joyful. I'm telling you, great, great, great things are on the way for you. And I'm going to open up the phone line here and welcome, welcome to the show, Miss Adele J. Foster, everyone. Give it up. Yay, Miss Adele. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Lalisa. It's so great to be here on this Thanksgiving morning. I'm just blessed just listening to you, you know, every morning. I talked to one of the listeners yesterday, Deborah, and she was saying, you know, it's not a morning that she missed listening to your show. She said she gets so blessed out of listening to the show. She said ever since she was told about the show that she makes it her business to get up and listen to the show. And I will tell you, she's in Dallas, Texas.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We want to pour out what God has poured onto us through our time of meditation, through our time of spending time with God. You know, I remember the other Sunday when I heard that sermon about Mary and Martha and how Mary sat at Jesus' feet. And Jesus, you know, reminded Martha that Mary was doing the needful thing. And as I was meditating and reading some else yesterday, it just reminded me that we have to be poured into so that we can pour out on others, and how that is so, so important. You know, we want to be able to, you know, be able to pour out the motivation. We want to be able to inspire someone to be happy and hopeful, to share this love, to share what we have, to share the knowledge, to share information. I mean, look at, you know, so I definitely appreciate Deborah, and we certainly want to be here. It's exciting to me to be able to be here, you know, talking about God has a sense of humor. I'm still amazed at God. And, you know, I'm just still amazed at how he, boy, talking about doing your own thing. Oh, God does his own thing. You know, we think we're doing our own thing. No, God is doing his own thing. And, you know, he just uses who he wants to. And he is certainly, certainly, certainly using each and every one of you to go out there. And if you got to, this is, I want you to call in with your Thanksgiving shout outs. If you want to give a shout out to someone, today is a day that you can do that. First, we do want to give a shout out to Mr. Thirsty L. Walker. We know that he's at the Let's Get Poppin' popcorn store there in Chicago, where he's doing his book signing. We want to wish him a lot of success on today for his fundraising and Let's Get Poppin'. And also, we want to give a shout out to your good friend, Adele, Mr. Howard Scott, who's having his book. Yes, he's got a book signing in Newark on Saturday from noon to 5. I'm definitely going to stop by there because we will be back by then. Give him a shout out and much success to Seeds Grow, powerful, powerful book. He's going to be right there on Broad Street at the Urban Bookstore, and I think I know right where it's at, not too far from City Hall. I want to give him a shout out. But if you have a shout out, you want to call in, the number is 347-945-7991. Yes, Mr. Dale. So I tell you, I want to welcome Got Motivation and Kiva in the chat room. I applaud you all, Elaine and Tina. I applaud you all for getting up on Thanksgiving to be with the show today, to be motivated. And Adele, just for one second, I just want to say, you know, remind people of something that Zig Ziglar once said. You know, he said people, they often say that motivation doesn't last. He says, well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily.
And it's so true. You've got to bathe every day, so you need to be motivated every day.
And, you know, once I was going to give a couples retreat at my house once, just a day-long retreat. It was going to be a week. It was going to be a weekend. We were going to invite, say, 5 couples, because it's a program out there for marriages, to strengthen marriages and couples. And you can really have it at your house as long as you have enough room for everyone to have their own separate room when it comes time to sleep, because there's an assignment that they give you that you have to do alone with your partner, your mate, your spouse, or what have you. And so I was good contemplating and having that. So I was talking to the man who coordinates that for the region of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York, and it was so funny. And he said, We were just talking about relationships and why it's important to strengthen them. And we talked about how some people feel, oh, my relationship is fine. It's great. You know, we don't need to go away to a retreat. Or we don't, you know, we're good. We're in love. We never argue, these kinds of things. And he says, this is what he says to them. He says, well, your grass is green, yes, but you water it anyway, don't you? And, you know, I thought, wow, you, that's right. It's how you keep it green and pretty, you see. And that's how it is with some people's lives. They feel like, I'm good, I'm there, I got it, I'm, you know. Yes, but we still need to nurture and tend to the things in our lives. The personal development doesn't stop. Again, it's not a place that we arrive and, you know, it's not like a plane. You take a flight to a particular destination, you're there. No, this is a journey. Every day we're getting better.
Everyday journey is a constant reminder that we need to really remind ourselves every day. You know, Lalisa, I always say replace for every negative, replace it with a positive. Because in every negative, there's something positive. So you can always turn it around. And that's what motivated me. It was like, oh, no. And even with those who are in my ear with negativity, I guess they go, oh, my God, there she goes with that positive stuff again. But I always help them to see, well, let's look at the positive side of this. Because there is a positive side to everything in life. And once you start practicing it, you're wearing it every day. So I really like what you said, what Zig Ziglar said, because it's so true. You take a bath every day. I need to put on positiveness every day. You need to motivate yourself every day.
Get that motivation. And, you know, and think about all the people, like we said on today, it's Thanksgiving, and I put that out there on Facebook. I said, okay, we're going to have the show today, no matter what, we're going to get up and still be motivated. And I said, and some of you people know, you know, some of the family members you're going to be around today, you best go motivated. You know, and some of the, I know there's some families out there that can really, you know, take you through a test. And again, you want to be filled up so that you can spill out on others. We don't just get filled up. We want to be filled to the overflow. So we want to be inspired and motivating. I mean, can you imagine now that you know, or just can you imagine even having knowledge to really help someone? I think about all those families of those people who were laid off with those very devastating pink slips over the past, let's say, month or week. It could have been this week even. Imagine now going around them for Thanksgiving, okay? And it can bring a damper because everybody wants to get into a routine of a feeling. They're going to feel like they've always learned how to feel when you hear something like that, which is typically sad. And some people try to act like they're without hope. And that's just, there's no such, you know, there's a such thing as being without hope, but not for us. Not for us, because we've changed our mindset. And we no longer just do what everybody else does. We now have control of our thinking. We control what our beliefs are. And so, therefore, we control our even our actions. So we understand that the mind is something that we can control. It's not on automatic since I was 5 years old. This is what I've been, because I've been thinking this ever since then. No. So you can be around that person, and you don't want to be a total disturbance, so you don't just blurt it out in front of everybody. We're not trying to make ourselves sound big or important, no. But once we get that person off to the side, you know, begin to strategically plan how you're going to get that person alone throughout the course of the day or the evening. And or, you know, if that's the last chance that you're going to see them for a while, get them alone and just kind of say, you know, I was thinking about your situation, and I want to offer you to see if you've thought about this. You know, somehow, even if you can, try to get them to say it, you see, instead of just telling them. Just say, well, you know, did you ever think about that? Well, have you, and if they say, you say, well, did you think about that? If they say they thought about it or whatever, you say, well, how does that look? Or you could ask them, well, let's just go down this trail for a minute. What would you be doing if you didn't have that situation, but yet and still here was an opportunity for you to do this? And sometimes the good thing about it being family and close friends, typically family and close friends, they know other things about you, like that going back to that Jahari window. There are people who they can see things in you that you may not see or know things about you that you don't know about yourself. So they may know of the talent and the gift, and they may know. So anyway, these are just some things to do if you're around people who are sad because of that, or it could be a person who's sad because they've lost a loved one around this time of year, and the holidays brings for them a lot of sadness. It's the same thing. You can offer this person now an opportunity to take that sadness and roll it into something positive, like the young lady that I know who started a hotline for youth who might want to consider suicide. But that came out of the fact that her very own son committed suicide. So look at what she did. And I know another lady who did a huge fundraiser to raise money for hospitals where the children are terminally ill, Ms. Jeanette Sabatino. She started this fundraiser because her son, who was terminally ill with leukemia, passed away in the children's hospital. And if you remember the old children's hospital in Newark, New Jersey, he passed away somewhere in the 90s. Well, I met up with her somewhere around 92, but he must have passed maybe the late 80s, or 1990. And she did this big fundraiser and started this foundation to raise money to, and she remembered what a hardship it was for parents who need to stay in the hospital or in a hotel in that city where the child may be getting that medical care. She had money to afford it, but it made her think about, well, what if she couldn't afford that? How horrible that would have been. And that's why she started her fundraiser. So, you know, and these are just little things that people don't think about when they're in their stress or their sadness.
And what I hear, Lalisha, is exactly what I said. You know, each one of them took something that was devastating to them, but they turned it to a positive. So it took the focus off of themselves and how they could help others. And, you know, and that's what it's all about. How can you make a difference in someone else's life? And that's what they did. And in doing so, they made a difference in their own life.
Their own life. And, you know, it gives you that inspiration. It may let you even see another passion that you may have. You may have never known that you were passionate, so passionate about that. You know, sometimes people can just stumble upon their passion. Now, notice I said stumble upon your passion, or you may stumble upon your purpose, but that means you were moving forward in order to stumble. I mean, sure, we can stumble backwards as well, but typically you picture someone stumbling, it's because they were walking forward, or they may have even been running. And so, well, we would call that tripping, but stumbling. So, you know, you're going forward. You got to move. You got to get up and move. And I was listening to a sermon the other day, and the woman kept saying over and over, get up and move. Move. We got to get up and move. And I don't mean just all over the place. You don't have to I'm not advising everybody. You don't have to get up and move like Lalisha. I often get accused of being all over the place. People accuse me of that. I do. Adele, I get accused of that, girl. But, you know, but to remember, the Word of God says that He says, I will never put more on you than you can bear. Now, another might not be, it's like, I can't bear your stuff, Adele. You know, or right. I can't bear Kiva's stuff or, you know, Minister Pat's stuff. You see, but I can bear Lalisha's stuff. And oftentimes, you know, that's what happens when people look at another person's life and they say, oh, that's too much. Well, too much for who? You see, so, you know, but that can happen. That happens, you know, here and there. And it's just a learning tool. We just have to learn how to not do that. Because some people, it's the opposite. Like, for instance, I could see a person who's, you know, just laying around absolutely doing nothing and say, oh, get up from there, do something. But maybe they're doing something by doing that. Maybe that's their something.
Right.
We tell, yes, and I want to be okay with that. But what we're telling people is those individuals who in their heart desire to be up doing, do it. Because the Bible says that a hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And when I heard this actually preached about 7-8 years ago, it never left me. That one scripture is almost like that one, you know, scripture of Jabez, about the Jabez prayer that a lot of people pray to Lord. God enlarge my territory. Some people never forgot. But there was a whole book and a whole series behind that. It was hard to forget. But here was just one sermon. I heard that message, and I never forgot it. And that's why we want to help inspire people to dig deep, get that hope. That hope, that's your passion, that thing that you want to do. Don't defer that. You know, defer, like people, especially, I know Miss Tina knows all about those deferments working in the bank, because I'm sure there were many people who had bank loans who wanted a deferment. You know, I learned about a deferment from dealing with my student loans. All the while you're in college, you could get your loans deferred so you don't have to pay them. And when I found that out, I said, well, I'll just go to school until my last day on this earth. That way I can have a $200,000 loan and I don't ever have to pay that. But at the end of the day, I have all the degrees that go with it. But a deferred payment. So we know deferred means to put off. My God. He said a hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Wow.
People are wondering. Yeah, I think it's in the Proverbs. You can easily look it up. Just go right to Google and type it in. And you don't want your heart sick. You know, even God doesn't want that for us. He's, you know, that's why I laugh at people who, you know, God wants you to go for stuff. He wants you to go after your heart's desire. And he even says, I'll give you the desire of your heart if you would just go after it. You know? And so you're right. What you're saying is that we've got to get that positive mind. Well, welcome everyone to the show. It is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Thursday. I know some of you probably will go to New York. There's a big parade over there near the Macy's. If you want to take the train, you just go. If you're in the New Jersey area, just jump on the path. Just take the path one, track one, and you'll get off right there. You'll be right around the corner. It just costs you about $1.50. If you're looking for something to do with family and friends from out of town and they want to go this morning to the parade, but I think if you're going to go, as soon as you get off the call, you might want to jump on that train and get over there and get you a spot. But today is a great day for it. There's no rain here on the East Coast here in New Jersey. Might be a great thing to go and do. But those of you who want to call in, give a shout out for your family, loved ones, or situation, all you, if you're on the phone lines already, we welcome you. All you have to do is hit the number one key, and I will know that you're in the queue and that you want to comment. I also want to welcome those from the North Carolina area. If this is your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, we welcome you. And if you're from any other areas, Dallas, Ohio, California, Georgia, Florida, England, how about that? The UK, Africa.
Wow.
I had some people from Africa to tell me they're going to start tuning in to the show, Adele, And I invited a lady yesterday to tune into the show. She's here in New Jersey. I met a wonderful, wonderful lady. And there's an event that I'm planning here. It's going to be very, very big. Adele, I can't wait to tell you guys all about that. It's just so, I mean, I was born to do events, you know. Did you know that, Adele?
Yes, I do. It's in your spirit, Lalisa. You know, we have kindred spirits. I think that's why we got connected.
Really? That, you know what? I was born, I'm going to tell you, when I was 8 or 9, I was going to a school in Cincinnati called Garfield Elementary School. And I don't know what it is now. I don't think it's the same type of elementary school that it was then. But it was a school that had 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. And I'll never forget that myself and about 4 other girls, and I know one girl's name was Vanessa and one, her name was Kim, and I don't remember the other girls, but we were like 4th grade, maybe. We were 3rd going to 4th grade. And we started this little club, and we called ourselves the DV Lees. Now, I'm praying that somehow I find these ladies on Facebook, or I find them, maybe they'll listen to the Blog Talk Show one day by accident, and they will hear this show. And we called ourselves the DV Lees, and we planned these activities. We're like 4th grade, okay? And we planned to meet at each one's home each different time. Now, at that time, we were living in the projects, and they all lived in a house in the little town called Cumminsville. We lived in Millville, which were the projects. And, you know, it's so funny with kids, because sometimes kids don't even know that they're poor. But I didn't really feel anything bad because, hey, they're coming to my house. But I remember their houses were big, and front yard and backyard and all this fancy stuff. They had their own rooms. And for us, it was the 7 kids, and, you know, everybody's kind of sleeping all over the place. But, and I remember when it came time to come to my house, and my mother, of course, did most of the work, but we had hot dogs, the potato chips, the Kool-Aid, the little cookies, the napkins laid out. So, I mean, you know, and that's where my planning and party giving and event planning really began, you know, and the girls would come over, and we would just, you know, have a little fun, little games, little activities and things like that. And so sometimes we forget about the things we did as children, you know, and how they impact our adult lives. So here's a caller. Let's take this caller. 732 area code. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. I thought she was on the air, and she probably thought she was too. Good morning, 732 area code. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good morning, Lalisa. Good morning, Adele, and good morning to all your listeners. And I just want to say thank you for always encouraging us. It's such a blessing. But I wanted to share this morning what the great encourager said to me this morning as I was preparing the dressing. He said, "I can do the impossible." And he wasn't saying,
wow,
himself.
Wow.
He was saying, "I, me, Elaine, can do the impossible." And he began to bring me back to a point in my life where was something that I was supposed to do. And it, all the situations lined up where, you know, I just couldn't. And I remember him saying, he said, "Do it for me." He said, "Would you do it for me?" And I encourage your listeners that sometimes when we get to a point where, you know, yeah, we can encourage ourselves, but we have to move into a place of obedience and love for Christ. We know the gifts that he's given us. We know the plans that he said that we are supposed to do. And sometimes we just got to move into that realm where we say, "Okay, God, I'm going to move because I'm going to be obedient and because I love you. And I know that there's people waiting on me to receive your blessings." So when we do that, we can do the impossible. And because he says, just as we have the mind of Christ, we also have him in us working to do the impossible. So I just wanted to really bless me this morning when he just dropped that in my spirit that I can do the impossible. So we
wow.
all
wow.
So have a blessed Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. And Adele and Melissa, you are a great team.
Thank you. And you same.
Thank you so much, Elaine. Thank you. And we have another caller. We'll continue talking in a minute. We're getting shout-outs for Thanksgiving. Please call in. Welcome, area code 301. Tell us your name and your shout-out.
Good morning, Melissa. I am so happy that you're on this morning. You're really an encouragement. My name is M. Safiri, and I just want to share two things this morning. One is a little writing that I had copied from someone, and the second thing I want to share with everyone is my inspiration that I received this morning when I woke up. And I'll start with my personal inspiration, and I'll read it to you. And it says, I was waiting for you, as I always do, but you didn't show up. I must stress to you how important it is that you never miss any of our appointments. For the information I have for you is important and necessary, but you must receive it at the appointed time, or you will miss the opportunity to deal with the many things that I am coming your way according to my wisdom. Yesterday's instructions will be no value to you today. Each day, instructions are unique to the day. And that was my inspiration I received, but I would like to share this little poem with everyone. I am at the intersection of truth, the avenue of opportunity, the boulevard of passion, and on a street named Courage. All lights are green, I choose to proceed. Today, I crash and walk away with purpose, success, and nobility.
Yes. Wow. That's it. We are walking it out. And thank you so much, Ambassary.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sure. I know we talked before you had that, you
yes,
think that was going on.
Wonderful. I want to also give you a shout out and a thanks for that, too. It was a wonderful occasion.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, definitely, you know, keep us posted. Any other events that you're having, you know, you can always email me your flyer and or the information either through first, you know, Facebook, or you can email it, and I will be more than glad to share it. And certainly we will definitely look you up when we get down to the Maryland area. And I want to try to get everyone's shout out in. So there is another caller with their hand up. But
okay.
Thank you so much.
I'll be calling you soon on a different matter, too. So have a wonderful weekend.
Yes. I'm coming down to the Maryland, Fort Washington area. So I'll be down there in a few hours.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Doing all the cooking.
Okay. I'll please keep my number and call me. Thank you.
I would have to get a pen and write it down. So, but yeah, we're coming down. I'll be there for a couple of days, and we were trying to get something going down there, and we were trying to connect with some other people. But, caller, don't hang up. Just stay right there. I'm going to get to you in a minute. I'm writing your number down. Okay, great. And we'll be down there in just a few hours. We'll be there for
you. Oh, great.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless you. I know you're here all the time. God bless you, and thanks for your thoughts and your words of encouragement. And thank you also, Elaine, who's also called and who encourages me all the time. Elaine, you know, I'll never forget the things that you've done for me. You know, I'll never forget them. You are truly, Elaine. That was the other caller. You are truly a blessed woman of God. And I pray that if you could do for every other woman that you meet what you did for Lalisa, listen, God has blessed you richly because you did a lot for me, Elaine. And so anyway, God bless you. The next caller, you are on the air now, as soon as this thing works properly. Okay, that caller is not there. Okay, somehow I lost her, but I think she'll call back in. I think she'll call back in somehow. Sometimes Blog Talk can kick you off the line. So, yes, Adele, what about that? I mean, you know, just on this road, this journey, I tell you, isn't it a great feeling? Anytime you can get up on Thanksgiving Day, tune into a motivational show, a show where we seek to inspire one another to live our passions, to be the success that God wants us to be. You know, I tell you, isn't that awesome?
That is really awesome, Melissa, and I thank every listener for getting up and listening and starting their day off with the Coach Melissa Show. I truly, truly believe that this takes them to a whole nother dimension every morning, or they wouldn't get up and listen. And I'm happy that we can be there to impact their lives and make a difference. I just think it's great. I mean, it's you know, I was telling someone yesterday, I said, you know, listening to the Coach Lalisa's show, I get inspired. So it's my daily motivation too, Lalisa. And I'm glad that we're able to do that and make a good team with one another.
I know. This is what me and my friend in Cleveland, Denise, you know, some of you heard her the other day, we call this the Holy Ghost hookup. When God connects you with people that you know you could not have met on your own. Now, I knew what that was, but then again, I remember I heard about an hour and a half long sermon on this from Pastor Noel Jones, Bishop Noel Jones, preached Hopewell Baptist in Newark about 7 years ago. He preached a powerful message on this very thing and how there are people, and I mean, you know, he is very analytical and his information is just amazing. How he talked on that, I was blown away. But, you know, I was reading this article that talked about how we, at this time, like never before, we must dig our heels deep into our faith. Deep, deep, deep. And we must be able to step out on faith, because there are opportunities that are coming our way that we're going to miss if we don't. And it said, this article was going on to say how for some people, it's not the lack of money and resources stops us, even though some people, that's what they think in their mind. But he says what really is stopping people is a fear. Sometimes there's a fear of failure, he says. Sometimes there's a fear of rejection. And sometimes there's even a fear of success. I won't, we were just talking about this the other day, about fear. And this person is saying, this is a very unrelated article, I just happened to stumble upon it. Nothing just happens, but okay, I stumbled upon it. And so he's suggesting that, you know, there's things that some people have been hesitating to do. They don't really consider themselves procrastinating because they didn't really start it and not finish it, but they're just kind of hesitating, okay? And so we offer the same suggestion that he's offering. You know, take baby steps at first if that's what you have to. Take the little baby steps. It's just like a little baby. You wouldn't expect them to just jump up and start running. Okay, they take baby steps. So we take baby steps toward opening that business. Oh, Gloria, welcome, welcome. Gloria is also on the line. And we had Daniel here and got motivation and Kiva in the chat room. Kiva, shout out. She says, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I am so thankful for God not giving up on me, even when I didn't believe in myself. She says, my family and life is so amazing, and I'm just so excited about what's coming next.
Oh, awesome, wow. Kiva, that's great. That's awesome. Because you know the best is yet to come.
Kiva, that's isn't that all awesome, awesome?
That is so awesome.
Happy Thanksgiving. And then Gloria said, I think we all get inspired She says, I love to start my day with positiveness. And then she said, what is the name of this article? Okay, absolutely, Gloria, I will give you the name of that article. And I will tell you exactly who it is. The article is, by our good friend, probably you know her as well, very motivational lady, Adele. You probably know Valerie Burton. So
yes.
Almost like the name of the lady who used to play in the, wait a minute, it could be that Valerie Burton. But it's one of the, there's a couple of Valerie Burtons out there. And
yes,
but
Valerie used to go to Prada's house. She's in Maryland now.
And the topic is 5 questions to help turn your passion into profit. So it's Valerie, V-A-L-O-R-I-E-B-U-R-T-O-N, Valerie Burton. And the name of the article is 5 questions to help turn your passion into profit. And there's a magazine out there called Success. Yeah, it's Success Magazine. And the article was in that magazine. So guess what? That's the beautiful thing. Oh, my God, Adele, that is what's so beautiful about this whole thing. There are so many people who have written about how to become a success, how to get rich. I'll never forget the book by Susie Orman, The Courage to Be Rich. I remember I purchased that book about 8 years ago or so and, you know, started reading through it and read some of her testimony and how she lost everything and that's how she really kind of learned how to, you know, where to place value for money. And that's when after she was able to do that, she was able to really turn her financial situation around. And Dennis Kimbrough, like one of the ladies who's listens in on the show, I just want to give a shout out to Miss Robin. I met Miss Robin when we put together the Wealth Strategy Symposium, and we had Dr. Dennis Kimbrough as our keynote speaker. 2 years in a row, we put that event together at Essex County College in Newark. And again, you know, but you got jokes. You got me putting together a Wealth Strategy Symposium. But that's how God is. He'll do, like Elaine said, he'll make you do what seems impossible to teach you. Oh, yeah, to teach you firsthand experience that you can do the impossible. Because at the time, I was actually broke, didn't have a dime, had no money to put together about a $7,000 conference, didn't have a dime to put this conference together. All I know is the Lord dropped that in my spirit, do a Wealth Strategy Symposium at Newark. He showed me the people to have on the panel. My pastor was on the panel. We had the lawyer, Vanessa Wilson, on the panel. We had Kenny, powerful preacher. Can't think of his last name right now. Kenny Ford, who I didn't suggest. He came through somebody's suggestion. But since that time, we've not seen him again. Powerful, powerful preaching man. He does financial planning. We had over from New York, Miss Georgina, Georgia Woodbine. She's the author of the book, How to Make Big Money Without Selling Your Soul. You can look her up on the internet. Georgia Woodbine was on the panel. We had, who else was, Diane Murray. We had my pastor, Reverend Terrell, because he started and was part of the team that started the credit union. It was his vision to start a credit union at our church in Newark when all the odds were against him and they thought, you're not going to start a credit union. Who are you? He got that credit union started, and it's still going today. That was almost 10 years ago. We had him on the panel, and we had a few other people, and myself and Ms. Kinney were the moderators, and we had Mr. Dennis Kimbrough flew in, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough from Georgia, and Dr. Kimbrough and Mayor, well, he was mayor at the time, I believe. No, he was not the mayor, but he was working at Essex, the ex-mayor, Mr. Sharp James, was running the Urban Institute at Essex County College. I did not even know the Urban Institute was there. All I knew in my heart, I had this dream for a Wealth Strategy Symposium. I was walking down the hall at the college because I teach there part-time. I was going on the elevator. I looked to my, and I don't even go that way. But this day, I was led to go that way. I looked up, and I saw the sign on the wall on the fourth floor of, near Training Inc., behind, like, Training Inc., where that conference room is. Some of you know Essex. The sign said, Urban Institute. And I'm like, what is this? I've been here at this college all this time. I've never seen this. I walked in. There was a young lady sitting at the desk, very pretty young lady, very nice and whatever, you know, very professional. And I thought, and that's all I could see. I didn't know who else was in this office. And I thought to myself, this is a nice office. My initial intent was to ask these people if I could use the fourth floor conference room because it was right there. Well, I mentioned Wealth Strategy Symposium, and I mentioned Dr. Kimbrough, and the lady took my paperwork out of my hand, ran into this back office, and told whoever was back there at the time. I had no idea who it was. I had no idea it was Sharp James, and I don't really know Mr. Sharp James other than to know he was the mayor of Newark all those years. Well, next thing I know, she says, he wants to speak with you. And I was like, oh, okay, this is nice, this is cool. That's why I try to help people with their speaking and training and all that, like you, Adele, because you never know when you're going to have to make a formal presentation.
Yeah, and, that happened to you right there on the spot. It's like,
right,
okay.
On the spot.
You didn't have time to prepare. And that's why
it's
so important to know how to speak. And, you know, that was awesome, Alisa. Because right there on the spot. Open the door for you.
He brought me back and he sat me down and said, okay, tell me about this. And
wow.
Like at first, you know, you want to freeze up, but of course you remember all your main steps of public speaking. So you're like, okay, introduction, you got the middle, and then you're going to close, right? And so I did that. And I kid you not, he said, okay, we'll pay for it. I said, huh? Excuse me. Run that by me again. He said, sure, we'll pay for everything. I was like, well, I hope you know this man is in Atlanta. We got to fly. He called the girl. I can't think of her name for now. He says, okay, what airline do we? He says he doesn't need first class, right? I was like, well, no. He said he would take regular. He said, who do we book with? You know, get him booked. I says, well, he says he has to fly on Delta for his miles. He says, no problem. He says, we got to do the paper today because we're having a board meeting, and the board meeting is next week, and everything has to go before the board, but we'll get this taken care of.
Wow.
But his honorarium is $4,000. Don't worry. We got it taken care of, everything. He says, oh, yeah, we're going to do a little food on the side for all the speakers and him. Separate lunch.
But, you know, I have to quote you, LaLisa, because you say, God got jokes. And you're probably looking like I didn't expect this to happen just like this. But God aligned for that moment. And that's what he does for all of us. He aligns us for that moment. I said, we can't see what God is doing behind the scenes, but he's always up to something.
And here's the thing. The next year, as a matter of fact, that event happened somewhere around March or April because, you know, you got to do things while school year's end to get the students, and it was very successful. We were very happy. And the next year was when they carted him off to jail.
Wow.
And so I just kept saying over and over, I know God is going to bless that man because he didn't have to help me. This man doesn't even know me. Not only that, I said to him, oh, I'm an author, and I brought my book out. He made a big deal about it. He brought me to his students, told his students, oh, you need to buy her book. You know, because little did I know, he knew like a little bit about me. He didn't really know me, but he knew like a little bit from a couple of people here and there. But he didn't know me, but he knew enough to know that you're teaching here at the college, you're helping in the inner city, you have this book. And I guess he figured in his mind, anybody that would bring a Wealth Strategy Symposium to Newark to try to help the everyday person, because we didn't have a cover charge, we had it absolutely free, and he knew what Kimbrough was going to bring to the table. And so one thing Kimbrough said that I'll never forget, Dr. Kimbrough, one of the things he said at that first symposium, and I think Elaine was there as well, we did do it the next year, but it wasn't the same without Sharp James added some. I mean, he had lights, camera, action. He had everybody in that college, the camera folks there. You know, he knows how to do it in style. I love me some Sharp James after that. But one of the things he did, what Dr. Kimbrough said, he said, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows.
And that's so true. Dennis Kimbrough is so right about that.
And he really encouraged people to get knowledge. He kept saying it over and over. And this person here in this same article has said something similar. He says, while passion is key to attracting financial rewards, she says, making more money also means learning to live below our means and learning about worth and investments and how to spend wisely. And Dennis Kimbrough, you know, kind of broke that down too with, you know, what, so anyway, just, you know, knowledge, power, passion, success, positiveness, being encouraged, being motivated, inspired. These are words that, you remember, words have life. Okay? Words are alive. Anything that's live is moving, not static. When things become static, that's when they begin to die. But words have life. So our words, these words that we're throwing out every day, oh, I'm motivated. Oh, I'm inspired. I'm passionate about this or that. It's moving us, like you said, Adele, every day. We're moving, going toward these words that we're speaking. And that's why we're noticing doors opening and opportunities are showing up. And I, go ahead.
You know, the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, yes, our words do have life. We can speak life or we can speak death. I would encourage everyone, to speak life. I also want to give another quote by Dennis Kimbrough. And this quote says, we see things not as they are, but as we are. So, our perception is shaped by our previous experiences. But if we can get past our previous experiences, our perception can be so much greater. I think that's so awesome. Because a lot of us do live in our previous experiences. I hear it a lot from a lot of people saying, well, I can't do this because in my past this happened. But if we can push past the past and move or walk into our future, step into our future, how much brighter, how much greater will it be? We don't know until we walk into it.
We won't. And don't worry about mistakes. I make a million of those a day, y'all.
Don't worry.
Listen.
I think we all, Lisa, it's just realizing that we're human. We are subject to make error, but we can still move past it. And we're great people. There's greatness inside of all of us. And we just realize and recognize that, you know, like someone said to me the other day, she said, we're our own worst critic. And if we stop beating up on ourselves, we'd be surprised what would come out of us.
And, you know, it's just like I would think about going back to high school, learning roller skating. I learned why I never could learn to roller skate because I wasn't out there trying. And all the people that were great at skating, these were the people who fell a lot. And Thomas J. Watson Sr. said, so go ahead and make mistakes. Make all you can. Because that's where you'll find success, on the far failure. And that's how I felt about skating. I know what he's talking about, because when you, the reason they fell, because they were trying everything. The person that's very timid, scared to try everything, because they're so afraid to fail, well, guess what? They won't really succeed. So try stuff. It may not work. It's okay. Like Adele said, we're going to get back up. We're going to keep running. And Adele, you know what happened? Guess what?
What?
We got to call it. We take this call because sorry. Good morning. Welcome. Give us your shout out, comment, or scenario, Miss Tina.
Hi, good morning. Just calling in to say happy Thanksgiving to you and Miss Adele. A wonderful show as usual, a wonderful show. Thankful for so many things, definitely thankful to be here, thankful for my family.
Yes.
This is truly, truly, it was wonderful and thankful for another day to be here and to share with them.
Yes. Yes. Share with them. Pour out on them. Give them that light that's inside of you. They are going to be so blessed. Oh, I can't wait. Now, tomorrow morning, I know some people are going to be out shopping, so I realize that some people won't be able to tune in, and believe me, you go and catch all the sales that you can or that you need to. But I will be here 7 a.m. We're doing the show. I will be doing the show, hosting it from Maryland, and that should be a lot of fun as well. I'll see if I can get my coach brother to get on. My brother's going to be there. He's also a life coach and also an empowerment speaker, and does a lot of wonderful things in the Cincinnati area. So we'll try to see if I can get him on the show. We'll see if he gets up that early. But we will be here come rain, snow, sleet, or hail. It won't stop the Coach Louisa show.
All right now.
Just like the U.S. mail. But so have a wonderful, wonderful day, everyone. Just enjoy it. Enjoy, enjoy. Thank God
enjoy
for
your,
all that he yes.
Enjoy your family and just make it a blessed and awesome day. And remember, not just to be thankful on this day, but to be thankful 365 days out of the year.
Yes, and thank you so much, Kiva. Thank you, Gloria. Thank you, Got Motivation in the chat room. Thanks to others who are going to come back and listen to the archives. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to Miss Tina, and thank you to Miss Ambrosia. Thank you also to Miss Elaine. Thank you for those very encouraging words. Thank you, Miss Deborah, for also tuning in. And just continue, y'all. Just imagine when we all get together, we're going to have such a women's empowerment conference. It's going to blow the minds of all those that attend, because it's coming. It's coming. 2011, it is coming. It is coming. We have a core group of powerful, powerful, super duper, over the top thinking women who are on to the show every day, who call in each and every week. Ladies, we're going to hit the runway or stage, whatever we want to call it, with such a huge, huge, huge women's empowerment conference. I know you thought it was just a show. I know you thought it was just to get motivated in the morning, but God has chosen y'all for, I'm telling you, it is going to be big. And we are part of a core team of women who, this is basically our mastermind group. And there are some men as well. Don't get me wrong. There are men who tune in and are part of the show. But this, you guys didn't know you had been chosen for this next move. You knew, you felt it was something big God is doing. Well, I'm just going to release just a little piece to you. It is big. You know how big they thought The View was when it first came out, and you had those five or six women sitting there or whatever. Well, listen, Adele, it's going to be big. We got it. It's coming. It's coming.
Yep.
2011.
Yep.
And we got the Prudential Center. Oh, my God.
It's coming. It's coming, and,
yep,
you know, so much that's going to be added to it, that these women are
mm-hmm.
going to be excited. And even men going to want to participate in it because of the fact that it's so huge and so big, because God doesn't do anything small.
Nope. I can see it. I've been wanting to do something at that. He's shown me that Prudential Center since I got to the gate when they built it. Because, you know, for a long time, it was an empty building. So anyway, everybody go enjoy your day. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see some of you back here Friday. For the rest of you, if you can't make it, we'll see you on Monday. Have a happy, 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 safe Thanksgiving. And thank you mostest to my co-hostess, Ms. Adele J. Foster. Be blessed.
You're
Call
so-
me later, Adele, if you get it.
Okay, I will.
And be safe on the road. Travel grace and mercy to everyone. God bless.
God bless.
for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.